When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
I'll tell you what, when you look at where the top 10 quarterbacks were before the season started versus where they are now, there are some vastly differing opinions. And we're going to get into one of them that caught us a little bit off guard this morning in just a moment. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart Scott this morning on Get Up. Of course, the host of Bart and Han later on, right after this show. And we know him from his prowess as a tremendous NFL linebacker and as a tremendous trash talker.
Yes.
He occasionally will have an opinion that is a little bit out there.
Occasionally?
Occasionally.
Nah.
I worked with him a lot. It's not as much as you would think.
Nah. Well, I don't know about that. I work with him a lot, too.
Well, here is Bart this morning with Greeny on Get Up discussing Dak Prescott and Jalen Hurts.
Is Dak Prescott one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Jalen Hurts has passed him.
Oh, get out of here. At this moment, you're ready to say
that Jalen Hurts is a better runner. And he's more accurate right now, and he has better weapons on the outside. Jalen Hurts has passed Dak Prescott
and
as far as the ranking as the quarterback.
No injuries.
Dak is going to come back from the thumb or whatever. You're prepared to say it right now, into a season, that at this point, Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott.
Yes.
We're comfortable saying that.
I'm comfortable saying that.
Look.
The numbers show. The numbers don't lie.
Making it seem like Dak like a scrub or something.
No. He's
not top 10.
No.
Dak Prescott is not one of the top 10 quarterbacks.
No, he isn't.
The guy who earned his contract in Dallas and who led the league in scoring last year.
I don't care about the money. He's not top 10.
Listen, I'm not in disagreement at all about the Jalen Hurts part of it.
So you agree that Jalen Hurts has passed Dak Prescott?
Absolutely.
I'm on board with that, too.
Yeah. And it's not a knock on Dak. It's more speaking to what Jalen has done this season.
Agreed.
Having said that, is Dak not a top 10 quarterback?
Oh, he absolutely is a top 10 quarterback. I mean, name 10 other quarterbacks that are better than Dak Prescott.
Well, I mean, if you want to go down the list.
Let's run down the list. Let's do it.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Brady.
All right.
Is Brady still better?
It's so hard to say with all of the moving parts down in Tampa.
All right, I would put him on hold for a sec. Yeah. Is Burrow better?
Yes.
Is Josh Allen better?
Yes.
Is Justin Herbert better?
Yes.
Are we going to put Geno off of 8 games?
No.
No, not in there. Okay. Kyler Murray?
No.
Jalen, we already had.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Tua Tagovailoa?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Russell Wilson?
No.
Who am I forgetting?
Aaron Rodgers?
I wasn't forgetting it. Is Aaron Rodgers there?
Yeah, I mean, I think most people would say Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott.
Okay. So what are we there?
We're at 7.
We're at 7?
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Cousins?
I'm not ready to say that. Set that off to the side.
Kyler Murray?
No.
Matthew Stafford? Healthy?
When healthy? Okay. All right, I'll give you that one. That's 8.
Are we forgetting anybody else at this point? Justin Fields? Can't put him there yet,
no.
Right?
I think Derek Carr is taking a step back, right?
Yeah, Derek Carr is taking a step back.
He's taking a step back. Anybody else?
No, there's nobody else.
Okay, there
I
you
mean,
go.
I mean, we haven't seen Deshaun Watson, but I mean, even if I wanted to give you Deshaun Watson,
I can't give you Deshaun Watson when he hasn't played.
That's my point. Yeah. You can't name 10 other quarterbacks that are better than Dak Prescott. You can't do it.
Not right now.
So it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous take.
But listen, I get where he is coming from in believing that Dak, based on and numbers aside, I think Dak is very much on the bottom of that list.
Okay.
But I can't take anybody else on the outside right now and say they're wrong. We put Brady aside. Where do you end up putting him back?
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know. Because I don't know how much of what I'm seeing is based on the supporting cast or lack thereof and how much is actual slippage in terms of a decline in his play. I don't know, Carlin. I don't know.
See, I don't think it's a decline in his play. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he is the same.
He ain't Tom Brady from 5 years ago.
Well, he ain't Tom Brady who led the league in passing last year.
That's my point.
Yeah, and but he is still – I don't look at him and say, Carlin,
let's go back to the championship that he won in 2018. He was able to overcome a lot of deficiencies on that Patriots offense. Mm-hmm. He was. They had a top-flight defense, but he was able to – essentially grab that team by the throat and will them through the postseason on the way to a title.
He's not that guy.
He's not that guy anymore.
Because he'd be doing it right now.
That's my point.
Yes. Okay, yeah. That's fair. That's fair. So you have him just on the outside of Dak Prescott.
I think it's splitting hairs. I mean, listen, I would take Deshaun Watson out of that and put Tom Brady in. There goes your ninth spot. Dak Prescott as your 10th best quarterback, which is where he was on the survey that Jeremy Fowler did preseason with all of the NFL executives. They said that Dak Prescott was the 10th best quarterback in the National Football League. That's about what he is. And that means he's a quarterback that's good enough to win a championship with the right pieces, Carlin.
Well, let's go to our resident Dallas Cowboys correspondent, and that would be Bubba from the hashtag crew, who, of course, Bubba is a Cowboys fan, but also little known that before he got back into this career that he so loves in radio was one of the great quarterback evaluators in the history of the National Football League, very quietly for a good 15 years. True, Bubba? Accurate?
Absolutely true.
Yep. So where do you have Dak Prescott right now? Is he a top 10 quarterback in the league?
Yeah, I think you guys pretty much got it right. He's definitely top 10. I don't know what Bart is talking about. I think you guys went through it for the most part. I think the only ones I would probably maybe question, I mean, you said Stafford was...
When healthy?
Yeah. But
he's better than Dak.
But...
Won a title.
But when is he going to be healthy again? I guess that's a
great point.
I feel like we're saying that's almost like a 5 years ago Brady situation.
Yeah.
All right, but he just won a championship. You know, I can't do that.
But either way, though, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could have Stafford in front of Dak. Dak is still a top 10 quarterback.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm with you there. And
you don't have Cooper Rush in front of him. Is that accurate?
Right. And even Tua, I'm a little questioning Tua still just because.
That's fair. No,
that's dangerous, Bubba. Don't do that.
Yeah, I know. I don't want
the Tua non-believers. They'll come after you on Twitter. I'm telling you.
Yep.
That is dangerous.
So I would maybe question where Tua is on Dak.
Team Tua.
No matter what, I don't see anyone else that would put him in not at the top 10. And so, I'd like to hear Bart's list that he's not putting him in the top 10.
Bart can't come up with the list, Bubba. That's the point. He just says
stuff.
It's absolutely ridiculous. But I agree with him on the point about Jalen Hurts. I mean, Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback, Carlin. He's sixth in completion percentage. Mm-hmm. He's second in completion percentage above expectation. Carlin, he's fourth when it comes to off-target percentage. And you're talking about a guy that has 12 passing touchdowns, but Carlin, we also know he's got 6 rushing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy does it a lot of different ways. I think he's a more dynamic player than Dak Prescott at this point, and a lot of that has to do with what he can do with his legs. So, yeah, I think Jalen Hurts has turned himself into a better quarterback and a better player in this league than Dak Prescott, which is saying a lot because a big part of why we always gave the Cowboys the nod when it came to the NFC East over the last 3 years was because they had the best quarterback in the division. That's no longer the case.
Nuno, your take at this point as a Giant fan, can you be objective as to Dak Prescott being a top 10 quarterback?
Yes, he's a top 10 quarterback. I mean, unless Bart's going with the premise like Josh Allen has 2 first names, so he counts him as twice.
Well, I mean, Bart has 2 first names.
Exactly, so that's why he's doing that. So, he's just finding guys on that list. Is there anyone else on that list that you could do that? Can you name your kid Rodgers? Hey, Rodgers Carlin?
I could name my kid Dalton. I don't think I would.
Yeah.
Especially not after Andy, no offense.
Yeah.
But by the way, Andy now with the goatee and the red hair, like he just looks angry all the time.
He's got the red rifle?
Yeah.
He looks like a villain.
He does. He looks like a villain. He looks like a
villain. A
villain
that always loses.
That Spider-Man would be fighting.
And
yes.
He always loses. Got it. Okay.
He does absolutely look like a villain. Look.
So hold on, Nuno. While I got you on the hook, Nuno, is Jalen Hurts a better quarterback than Dak Prescott?
See, here's why I'm a little hesitant to say yes, is if we switched roles with Jalen and Dak, I think Dak's putting up those same numbers, if not with that team. Is Jalen Hurts doing that with the weapons that the Cowboys have?
Can I ask you a question? Dak Prescott had the number one offense in the National Football League last year. Has Dak Prescott ever gotten out to the start that Jalen Hurts and the Eagles are getting out to this year?
There was that – wasn't there 1 year that people threw him into the conversation?
Was it his rookie year?
Yeah, that rookie year where they were extremely dominant. Yeah.
His rookie year?
It was like 2018?
2016.
They finished 13-3 that year?
2016, yeah.
They finished 13-3 and lost to the Packers in the divisional because of that throw by Rodgers on the sideline.
No, they lost their first game to the New York Giants.
His rookie year?
His rookie year.
So what was his second year was the Packer game? Then?
No, his rookie year was the Packers game.
Oh, okay.
2016. Yeah, they went 13-3.
Okay.
So he's never gotten off to the start that Jalen Hurts has gotten off.
I put it another way.
Ever.
If I put Jalen Hurts in Dak Prescott's position, I would feel even better about the Cowboys' prospects this year.
I would. With that defense?
Yes.
Yes.
I would feel even better than I do.
Would. Yeah.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are presented by our good friends at Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. At 5 p.m. today Eastern Time, there is a major, major situation that begins. And some of the biggest names in one of the Big Four sports are going to be at the forefront. We'll tell you about it next. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Time flies. Canty's 40 years old today.
Come on, man. You don't have to keep bringing it up, dog.
Don't pretend like it's you cool. Don't like it.
Dang,
now.
You 40, bro? Happy birthday, though. I'm almost 39, so I'm right behind you.
Damn,
nigga. You'll always be a little bit older, though.
Yeah, that's the point, though, right? Nigga's like, I'm still holding on to my 30s. You can call Minko a young man.
I'll be I'll be 39 February 1st.
There you go.
I only got one year left.
Young Minko.
That three, man. Cherish that three at the front of that
I'm
age.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, college football is on ESPN Radio Saturday. Don't miss Alabama Ole Miss, 3:30 p.m. TCU Texas, 7:30 p.m., both times Eastern. This college football preview brought to you by Cross Country Mortgage, with the best loan originators in the game. Cross Country Mortgage is dedicated to getting it done. Visit ccm.com today. Equal housing opportunity, NMLS 3029. That name is Rob Ninkovich. That was the voice of Rob that you heard a second ago, ESPN NFL analyst, who joins us on set right now. We were just talking about it. What was going through your head this morning as Bart said that Dak Prescott is not a top 10 quarterback in the league?
I mean, I'm not going to say he's not top 10, but I'm not going to say he's top 5. He's probably around 8, 9, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
He's a very good quarterback. He's very capable. I think he's been sidetracked by some injuries. The thumb doesn't help. I think he would have been in a much better spot. You know, their team might have been in a better spot if he didn't have that injury. But I think the Cowboys, and this could be a statement on any team, it's not unless it's the Bills, which Josh Allen's 82% of their offense.
Yeah.
Like the Cowboys, they need Dak, but he also needs the offensive line and the running game and things to kind of work together. Like any good football team, they have to do that. And offensively, they need to run the football. They have to set that up. Just like we saw with Cooper Rush when he was in there, they ran the ball successfully, which helps the passing game. Duh. That's usually what happens when you can mix in your play action.
Mm-hmm.
So the Cowboys are one of the top teams in the NFC. We know that in a weak NFC, you know, I really think it's going to come down to either the Eagles or the Cowboys. That's it.
I got you. So, Nico, you just brought up Josh Allen. I know you guys were talking about the prospects of the Bills with him or without him, not only upcoming game against the Minnesota Vikings, but for the rest of the way. And Mike Tannenbaum, our resident GM, made the point earlier this week that this is a 10-year decision for Buffalo, not just a 1-week decision in terms of the health of Josh Allen and how they handled the UCL injury. If you're a player in that locker room, what do you want to see happen with Josh Allen? How do you want them to handle it, knowing the possibilities that you have this season?
Well, I think 10 is probably an exaggeration. It's probably a 1 year. You know,
No, meaning that Josh Allen's going to be your quarterback for the next 10 years.
He's going
to
be.
You don't want him to
hurt
himself.
he could tear his elbow completely like a pitcher.
Yeah.
Go have it fixed and be back next year. That's the one thing about that injury, the Tommy John injury. There are people now that try to tear that ligament, the ulnar collateral ligament.
Yeah, they get it out of the way.
They try to tear it because they know when they repair it, it's twice as strong. So, you know, if he doesn't have that, he didn't tear it completely, he's a sprain, whatever it is, we don't know. They're not going to tell anybody about it.
Sure.
But, you know, I would say that this season sure is in jeopardy. This year, if he goes out there and he hurts it or it doesn't come back to where it needs to be and they get it fixed, I don't think – in 2 to 3 years, you'd be talking about if he had to have it fixed. So I get it. He is their quarterback. He is their franchise quarterback for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
But this injury isn't going to linger or nag him for the foreseeable future. If he had to have it fixed, he would just be like a guy like Ben Roethlisberger that tore it and would have it fixed and come back.
Don't use the Roethlisberger example because he was never right after.
Well, he was old.
I would say he's old.
He was at the end of his career.
But let me ask you this question, because you brought up this season in particular, just taking a micro view of the Buffalo Bills.
They can't lose home field advantage.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Division winner, can they go the wild card route? Is this team good enough to go the wild card route and win a championship?
With a healthy Josh Allen, I think they could win any game. Like if they had to go to Kansas City, if they had to go like we saw last year, they almost won that game if they had came out on top in the overtime rules. But again, I think that the health of Josh Allen is basically what this team will be in 2022.
Okay.
So if he is hurt and misses 3 to 4 weeks, they might not have that number one seed. They might not have home field advantage, which I could tell you know this.
Mm-hmm.
In Buffalo is an advantage.
Yes.
Is an advantage. In the playoffs, if you have to go to Buffalo, I've played there in December, and it sucks. It's so cold. It's windy. It's gross. So if you're Miami and you have to go up to play Buffalo in Buffalo, that ain't going to happen. It's not going to work too good for you.
Yeah.
But if the Bills had to go to Miami, say in a wild card, Might be a little hot and sticky down there in Florida. It might get a little hot.
Well, they had a problem down there earlier this year. We already saw it was pretty darn hot. It's Rob Ninkovich with us, ESPN NFL analyst. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. I'm just curious as to when you hear Aaron Rodgers speak now and as you see him play, what do you think?
You know, I think that he, number one, he's super confident. I mean, I think you have to be at a level like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. But Robert, from the outside.
Yeah.
It does feel like he's trying to talk himself into it.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I mean, obviously with his latest comments on, you know, me and I think he said me and I 8 times in 30 seconds. but the whole, like, come see me, I'm in the center of the huddle. My MVP speak for themselves. I think at a certain point, people are going to, like, I even say now, like, people are kind of getting tired of the rhetoric of Aaron Rodgers. Just go win football games or go deep in the playoffs and go take your team like you're supposed to if you're a Hall of Fame. He is a Hall of Fame player. If you are the guy, then your team shouldn't look this way. It looks bad. It looks poor. The offensive line's not playing well. The receivers look out of sorts. The defense isn't where they need to be. Special teams letting up block punts. The head coach wants to say that their offense is fine. I think there's a lot of issues here in Green Bay. He's going to be there. He's making $50 million, so he's going to be there.
Yeah.
And if it's a $92 million cap hit if he wasn't there next year.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be the quarterback there. What do they do to fix it? I don't know. That's why I'm sitting here and I'm not a GM.
Nico, I want to ask you this question because this coming Sunday they got the Dallas Cowboys, a reunion of sorts with Mike McCarthy. After that, they have the Tennessee Titans. Then they're on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles. Could the season spiral to a point from your perspective where it makes sense for the Green Bay Packers to play Jordan Love instead of Aaron Rodgers?
No, I think because of the contract and because it's Aaron Rodgers, he's in that. He's in there. He's not coming out. And I can understand, the teams need to evaluate what they have. Well, they're already evaluating everybody else except for what? The quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you got with Aaron Rodgers. Love, okay. There's some question marks there. But maybe the only reason you'd play him is for what? Trading him?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going unless he's going to be somewhere else next year or Aaron Rodgers is going to be somewhere else and that's your quarterback, that's the only reason you'd want to see him on the field.
Then let's talk about that then. I'm curious to get your take on Aaron Rodgers potentially winning another championship in Green Bay. Do you feel that they can fix the issues that you've seen this year to where they can compete at a championship level?
They're running out of time because Aaron Rodgers is what,
40? 38, yeah, he's 38 years old. Yeah.
Is he 38?
Yeah.
So he's at the back end of this thing. And I think he's talked about, I don't want to play till I'm 45 like Tom.
Yeah.
He's already stated that. So what, am I going to play till 45? No. They're running out of time. And I would say if it was just – because their receiving core now that's young, you would hope in a year's time would take the step forward and they would be legit. They would be a good receiving core. I said before the season that a rookie isn't going to come in Lambo and play 20 weeks – and be great in December. It's just not going to happen. It's a long season. There's mental fatigue, physical fatigue, all those things that go into it. You need to be a little bit aged, I guess, in the NFL to realize the length and season. So maybe the receiving core steps up next year. Then they have other issues. They got pass rush issues. They have defensive issues that we didn't think that they had. We thought they were going to be a great defense. They're not playing up to what we expected them to play at. Do I see them going to a Super Bowl in the next couple of years? I don't.
You know, you said a minute ago, this is why I'm sitting here and not being a GM. Like, right now you are. You may not be tomorrow based on what's happened this week.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to, you know. Maybe Jeff, I wish Jeff Saturday the best of luck. I know he's a guy that played a long time. And there's one thing I'd like to say about the whole non-experience thing. If I wanted to be a coach, I'm not going to go make copies. So I'm not going to go work under somebody that never played a down of football and expect to like be their paper boy. Like I played 11 years and I started 150 games. There's something to being said about having on your resume, NFL football player, Jeff Saturday, 14 years in the NFL, multiple Super Bowls, Hall of Famer with Manning and all these people that he was around and knowing how to build a team or the feeling of a good team. that experience and going into coaching, I think that that can help Jeff Saturday, being an outside source, coming into a different environment, not having the same voices that you're hearing for the last, what, 2 years there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't working. Everything was going the wrong way. The team has regressed. Bringing in somebody that's had history, that understands what it feels like to be on a good team and a history-making team, coming in to help. And I think he'll do a great job, because at the end of the day, a good coach is a teacher that teaches a group of men how to come together for a common goal, which is to win football games and get to a playoff game, get to a Super Bowl. That's all about building a chemistry inside a building. If you're individualized and it's all about, you know, one guy here, one guy there, you're never going to move together. It's going to be opposite. Everything's going to be going in opposite directions. So hopefully he can come in and maybe get some things in the right direction. It's not going to be easy, because I watched that game last week. The Colts are bad, bad, bad.
Yep.
But having the experience of being a football player is similar to having coaching experience. Like, I've never coached, but I played 11 years. You never coached? How many
played
years?
11 years.
You played 11
over
years.
150
so,
starts.
So you know, what you feel like on a Friday.
Yeah.
You know, what your body's telling you. What guys in the locker room are talking about.
What a championship team feels
what
like.
What it feels like. Mm-hmm. All those things that, if something's not working, throw it out. What's working? Let's do that. Let's work on something. And there's some coaches that try to fit around peg in a square hole. Like, they just try to force what they want. That's not – football is about getting a group of guys together and maximizing their abilities on the football field collectively. If some guys are better at one thing, if some guys are better at one thing and some others are struggling, you got to try and adapt to where everybody is on the same page, because defense is all about being on the same page and being, you know, when you see a play breakdown defensively, it's usually one guy didn't get a call.
Yep.
One guy doesn't know what the play was. Mm-hmm. It's all communication. So offensively, same thing. You see a free run at the quarterback. The back went the wrong way. The tackle slid down on a Packer protection. Oh, we didn't get the call. It's all about communication. So if you can get a team on the same page communication wise and everyone's playing fast, you got a shot.
That's the best thing we've heard about it all week long.
No doubt.
Appreciate it.
No doubt.
Rob, awesome stuff. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst, joining Canty and Carlin in Fort Greene on ESPN Radio. We're coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Oh, Carlin, amazing statement that, or amazing sentence that was just uttered by a GM in Major League Baseball that is rather ominous for my partner.
Yeah, not feeling too great about the prospects of the Yankees being able to re-sign Aaron Judge. San Francisco Giants GM team president Farhan Zaidi just said that there's going to be no team in free agency from a financial standpoint that has the capability that they do. That's basically like, we got the bag and we know we're going to offer it to Aaron Judge. We dare you to try to match it. We dare you to try to match it.
Wow.
What do you think the number looks like, average annual value for Judge?
Oh, I know people have been putting it around 37, 38. I think it's 40.
Yeah, I think it starts with a 4.
Yeah.
It's 40.
You think he's getting $400 million?
I think, listen, when the Giants make a statement like that, Carly, it might not be $400
million. I don't think it's $400
million. But I do think it's a 9-year deal, and I do think it starts with a 4 when it comes to average annual value. So it's not. It might not be $400 million, but it's going to be damn close.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably 8, around 330, something like that.
Eight
Yankees aren't going to go there. That's like 31 and change, or 41 and change, roughly, I think. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, cool, filling in for Greeny today. And by the way, we are presented by our good friends at Progressive Insurance. And at 5 p.m. today, MLB free agency does kick off. And here are some of the projections. Now, this one, according to what we were just talking about, you'd think this is a little bit light. This is what Kylie has on the top five, or five of the top 10 free agents. Aaron Judge projects 9 years, 324. So that's 38 or 36 annual average annual value.
Yeah.
I think it's north of that.
I agree.
Trey Turner.
Oh, he's going to get a bag of money.
He says 8 for 272, $34 million a year.
That's about right. I mean, think about it. Since he got traded to the Dodgers, nobody in all of baseball has more hits. He's got 264 hits in 212 games. And he's an outstanding middle infielder. Outstanding. He's the definition of a five-tool player.
He's tremendous.
And he had John Hamm do his highlight reel for free agency. Does it get better than that?
Brilliant. Carlos Correa, 8 for 265. See, Trey Turner, I'd have no problem giving 8 for 272. Correa, I'd be a little concerned.
Yeah.
I'd be a little concerned, even though he's a year younger than Turner.
A little buyer beware with Correa, right?
It just feels that way. I don't know why.
Yeah. I mean, he's a bigger shortstop. You wonder how long he's going to be able to play that position at an elite level.
Well, here's what Scott Boras had to say about Carlos Correa.
You're kind of the Dior of defense. You're the Hermes of hitting. You're the Louis V of leadership. You're the Prada of the postseason.
You're the Louis V of leadership. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the team that Carlos Correa used to play for just win the World Series?
Yeah.
And didn't Jeremy Peña step in to Carlos Correa's spot and become a Gold Glove shortstop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
I don't know how much they miss Carlos Correa.
More so, what are we doing with Boras here?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's not the
That's
only
your boy,
one.
Though. Boras is your guy. You like Boras.
No.
You like Boras Corp guys.
I. Well, here's what he had to say about Brandon Nimmo of the Mets.
There are a lot of teams in the free agent market that are in the waters for a center fielder. And whoever picks our guy will be the lucky one to finding Nimmo.
Oh, dear God. Is
he
Orlovsky serious? Has better dad jokes on Monday.
Yeah, that's
son,
bad.
Get up.
That's bad. That's bad.
That's and they're laughing. You're laughing.
You can hear the reporters because they know where he's going, saying he's about to say Finding Nemo. You can hear that.
I mean, I thought the Pixar line was pretty good.
Pixar guy.
Okay.
There
we go, Bubba.
All right. Let's see how you think about this one. Here he is on Taiwan Walker.
He too, like Rodon, he's one of the few players that's under 30, and he's had multiple 150 inning pitch seasons. So essentially, Taiwan is on an island, and I think the only question is who is willing Taipei.
Oh my God!
Yeah. That was great.
Who is willing Taipei?
That one was so bad it was good. It's like a movie that you know is low budget, and it's so bad that it's good.
Oh, I love that one.
It's like, I'm going to get you, sucker. It's so bad that it's good. You know what I mean? That, yes. That last line with Taiwan Walker, that was
I didn't know where he was going to go with it. That was great.
But Taiwan, here's the problem.
Taiwan is on an island.
Bubba, I don't think he knew where he was going with it. He was trying to figure out how to phrase Taipei.
And the only question is, who's going
The Korea one was horrendous. I thought the Korea was horrific, but I thought the last two were all right.
All right, well, there's one more. Right,
here we go.
There's one more.
Here we go.
On Aaron Judge, who is not a Boris guy.
All right.
Possibly signing earlier than other guys, maybe setting the market.
I would not be the judge of that.
What are we doing?
Listen, I don't know where this Boris has come from, but I'm thanking the baseball gods that we have him.
All right.
Because this is hilarious. It's fun to make fun of him. Like, I know a lot of people are laughing. I don't think he realizes that people are laughing at him and not with him.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Dealing with a dead battery? We'll head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not, or if you're in need of a fresh charge. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven, tough, Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Okay, so as we know, as we make an awkward joke, somewhat like our man Scott Boris just did, the election results are mostly in, but for some teams when it comes to quarterbacks, they are not necessarily in. Some are ready to be called as to whether or not they need a quarterback. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. We're ready to call it that these teams need quarterbacks. Make sure that you agree, disagree with all of these.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they have one or don't.
Okay.
Panthers, need one.
Need one.
Lions.
Need one.
Colts.
Need one.
Texans.
Need one.
Commanders.
Need one.
Saints.
Need one.
Dolphins.
No.
Have
we can
one.
Call, they have one.
Eagles.
We can call it. We can call it. The Eagles have one.
Okay. Couple of recounts. We're not sure if they need it. Falcons.
Recount.
Well, where are we with that? Is it if they Dustin win, Ritter, we have to give him a chance?
No, I think they're in the division hunt right now. Why would you make the switch with the quarterback? Like, they're a half a game out with Tampa, and I could easily see them being in first place after this week because they could beat the Panthers tonight, and the Bucs could lose to the Seahawks in Germany on Sunday.
I always say Dustin. It's Desmond Ritter, obviously.
Desmond Ritter, yeah.
The Titans going into next year, we're talking about.
Recount. I don't know about Ryan Tannehill.
Do we know about Malik Willis?
I want to see more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patriots.
Recount.
Boy.
Jury's still out on Mac Jones.
And it feels like the two of them are eerily similar.
They
and
are.
That might be problematic.
I don't know that there's much difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is really kind of an issue.
That's the problem, yeah.
You want to have guys that at least you can tell a big difference between. Steelers.
Recount. Not enough with Kenny Pickett. And it's bad with the offensive line.
It is terrible with the offensive line. I wish somebody had said that at the
beginning
of the year.
But you know what, Carla? No, if you keep pointing to all of the different reasons why a guy can't have success, then you probably don't have a franchise quarterback because quarterbacks can overcome some of that
stuff. Look at what Justin Fields is doing.
Look at what Joe Burrow did last year.
Yep, absolutely true. I'm with you. I do not know. And that's a place where if Aaron Rodgers ever did get traded, that could possibly work. How about the Bucks?
Recount.
Yeah, you're going to need to find another guy.
Yeah.
Giants.
Recount. I want to see how the second half of this season goes. I'm not buying into Daniel Jones, but I don't necessarily know that you can pull the plug if this is a playoff team, and it feels like they're on that path.
Okay, so we've hit the recounts. How about the runoffs?
All right.
Jets.
Yeah, I need to see more from Zach Wilson.
A runoff?
It's like a runoff. The Jets have been winning in spite of him, not because of him.
But so it's right. It's a runoff based on whether it's Zach Wilson or going and getting another free agent
Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's not even say going to get a veteran quarterback. Let's say going to get Jimmy Garoppolo.
Because the
Jets' defense is good enough to win now.
Yes, that team
they arguably have the best corner in football.
And when
they arguably have the second best interior defensive lineman in all of football.
And when they get AVT back next year and they get
They will have a really good offensive line. And they have a really good running game.
They are where they are right now without their two best offensive players, I would argue.
Yeah.
Seahawks.
Runoff. I like Geno Smith. Small sample size.
I still wait.
Well, you can franchise him too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Seattle could potentially have a top 10 draft pick if the Denver Broncos continue to flounder. So I don't know if it's weighing what Geno shows in the second half versus what you can get in the NFL draft. That's why it's a recount.
Packers.
Recount.
We'll see if they're going to Jordan Love and give him an opportunity. I'm with you. I would later this year to find out. 49ers.
Oh, recount. But here's the deal. Jimmy Garoppolo can't be franchise tagged.
Yep.
They worked that stipulation in his contract. So are you going to go after Jimmy and make a long-term financial commitment to him, or are you going to turn it over to Trey Lance? I think how the season turns out and how they do in the playoffs will determine that.
They get to the Super Bowl, they bring in Jimmy back?
Yeah.
Finally, the Raiders.
Recount. It feels like Josh McDaniels is still going to be there.
Yeah,
but I don't think that Josh McDaniels is sold on Derek Carr. And they can move on from Derek Carr with minimal salary cap hit next year.
Very true.
So recount.
And Chris, based on how much time we've had with Derek Carr, you feel like it is time to try to figure something else out with somebody.
And they have a top five pick right now if the draft were today.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.